Welcome back to Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. Miami won four games last week. We'll catch up on the highlights. Giancarlo talks about his monster home run, and AJ Ramos discusses his closing role. I'm Boomer Dangle, and here we go. For whatever reason, the Marlins struggled to win at home during April, with two wins and seven losses. But after a bountiful road trip, the team came back to Marlins Park with a 500 record and nine straight in Miami.
We haven't played very well here. So I can't say we haven't played well. We haven't had good results here at this point. You know, again, I gotta believe that, you know, we are the club who we are. We should be better at home than we are on the road. Right now we're better on the road, but I gotta believe that we're gonna play better at home.
Unquestionably, the Marlins came back to Miami playing their best baseball of the season, having won seven of their last eight. In Tuesday's first game of the homestand, the Diamondbacks led the Fish until the bottom of the sixth inning. Miami trailed 4-1, but Marcelo Ozuna lit up the crowd on a first-pitch fastball.
Here's the pitch. A swing here. Ozuna hits a high fly ball. This is deep to left. It is going to be up, up, and away. A home run up over top of the Clevelander into the seats just to the left of the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. Marcelo Ozuna with a two-run home run pulls the Marlins to within one.
In the three batters who followed, two walks and a hit-by-pitch loaded the bases for pinch hitter Ichiro.
The pitch. And here's a line drive base hit out into left center. That's going to tie the game and then some. Johnson home to score. Behind him, Echevarria scores, and the Marlins have taken a 5-4 lead. Ichiro came through big time. Hit number 2,947.
Two more runs cushioned the Marlins' lead for the familiar bullpen setup. Fairclough in the seventh, Phelps in the eighth, and Ramos for the save in the ninth.
But the entire bullpen, Fairclough, Phelps, and Ramos. Here's a line drive right at Giancarlo. He's got it, and that's the ball game. Drury lines out on the first pitch he saw from Ramos, and A.J. pitches a 1-2-3 ninth, and the Marlins have beaten the Diamondbacks 7-4.
Though he trailed for the majority of his start Tuesday night, Justin Nicolino earned his second win since getting called up.
We get an early 1-0 ball game, and you know my job is to go out there and have shutdown innings, and we did that in the first and second inning, you know, just balls left up over the play, and we can't do that. But I mean, wow, I mean, what is bottom of the sixth inning right there? I come out of the game and the guys pick me up right there, and I tip my hat to our offense right there, picking me up and defense making great plays all night.
When the Marlins recalled Nicolino from AAA on April 27th, that tipped the scales in the starting pitching rotation to a lefty-heavy staff. One of the remaining right-handers is, of course, Jose Fernandez. Wednesday, with an even 2-2 record, Jose looked to keep pace with the team and move over 500 on the season. But this time again, the pitch count got away from Jose early. He exited after 99 pitches in five innings.
That's a lot of things. That's a lot of things involved. And, you know, batting behind the counts. And, you know, then you got to come and you got to come in there. So, like I said, those guys are very good at what they do. And, you know, it's not going to be the last time it's going to happen. So, tough game. But, you know, the goal here is winning ball games, no matter what we do, how we do. And that's the main goal, win the ball games. No matter. Results doesn't really matter to me.
Miami had the lead, though. Ozuna singled home a run in the second. Christian Yelich extended the lead in the third and then stood on base for the cleanup hitter.
De La Rosa, the 1-1, and Giancarlo to drive to center and hit it well. Back goes Peralta at the wall. Goodbye, Giancarlo's gone deep for the sixth time in nine games. Just to the right of straightaway center field. It's a three-run third for the Marlins and a 4-0 lead.
With the two-run homer, Giancarlo passed 200 career RBIs at Marlins Park in 247 games. Then again on Wednesday night, A.J. Ramos turned a lead into a win. AJ has nine saves to this point in the season, tied for fifth most in the major leagues. He's a homegrown Marlins draft pick from 2009. In Ramos' major league debut, he struck out the side against Milwaukee. That was back in 2012, and though he pitched the ninth in that ballgame, he was always just a late relief righty arm. It took Ramos 146 big league games to get his first save. But since he came into the closer role last season, he's converted 41 of 47 save opportunities.
I don't think you ever feel really that comfortable as a closer because you know that you can make a great pitch and they can still get a hit and then all of a sudden some bad things happen. There's so many aspects in baseball that happen for you to be able to get that save. You know, it's not just about throwing great pitches or feeling good out there. It's a lot of other things. So you can't ever feel comfortable. I think when you do start feeling comfortable, something happens to where it makes you feel uncomfortable. So you're always ready for something to come at you. But knowing that you had the confidence to go out there in any situation and get the job done.
That said, Ramos did close throughout the minors. He preserved the leads brought on by the bats of Stanton, Realmuto, Yelich, and Ozuna. Along with other Marlins draft picks, they all climbed the system together to reach Miami.
Once you play together a few years, they become like brothers. You play together, you play as a family. Before, you're just playing with just teammates. Now, I think as a group, we're playing for each other, and we've all matured. I mean, obviously, getting a few more years under our belt and learning the game a little more each year. I mean, you never stop learning. Playing together and getting a few more years definitely helps.
With Ramos's back-to-back saves, Miami took the first two games against Arizona. The Marlins turned back to AJ Thursday night, not in a save situation, but for an easy ninth inning. The score was 2-0 until Christian Yelich yanked a homer to deep right.
Burgos checks Prado at second. Another 2-2 pitch. Yelich tattoos one. Deep right field. It's a no-doubter. Christian Yelich up onto the home run porch. A two-run shot. There's your insurance. The Marlins open it up to 4-0 in the eighth.
By that point in the ballgame, Ramos was already warm. So just as the previous two nights, he finished the ballgame and the Marlins swept the D-backs. The bullpen completed the series against Arizona with 10 2/3 scoreless innings. Sounds great, but we all know the other side is that you use the same names every single night.
The good thing is you're winning, and the bad thing is you're using the same guys a lot. And so, you know, with that said, you'd like to be able to put some runs up different days and get where you can use different guys at the back end of the game.
To start the weekend series against Philadelphia, Miami turned to Wei Yin Chin to stay out of the bullpen for as long as possible. The Marlins claimed a 4-0 lead with the help of another Yelich home run to right center, but Philly scored in the third, fourth, and fifth and removed Chin from the mound. Then in a tie ball game, as I'm sure you've seen, Giancarlo got a hold of an 87-mile-an-hour pitch.
Yelich leaping first, the 1-0, and Stan drives one a long way. Deep left center field, it's on its way. The Marlins have the lead. To the right of the Budweiser Bowtie Bar, up onto the promenade. A blast off the bat of Stanton, and Miami grabs a 6-4 lead in the eighth.
After the Marlins win, Kyle Seeloft asked Giancarlo the necessary question.
Giancarlo, 475 feet, did you get all of it?
I got enough. Got enough to put us up and get the win. That's all that mattered.
And as the Marlins learned, Philadelphia is not a team you want to be close with come the late innings.
The momentum switched pretty quick. You know, you feel like you're in total control, and then they come back, and usually that's when the other team, you know, just keeps it going and wins. So, you know, that was a game that, you know, seeing the pitching lineups, how, you know, AJ was down today and everything, that could have easily been, you know, 13, 14 innings, given our circumstances. So I'm just happy for the timing of it.
After that Giancarlo home run, Kyle Bearclaw and David Phelps relieved. That put the impetus on Tom Kohler to spare the bullpen some work on Saturday. He did just that. Kohler followed up a rough outing, the only loss a starter's had in the past 2 weeks, with a spectacular performance. He went 7 full innings and only allowed 2 hits and a run. But the Phils exploited Miami's exhausted bullpen. 3 eighth-inning runs flipped the scoring in Philadelphia's favor and dropped Miami for the first time in 4 games Saturday. Then again on Sunday, a Philadelphia surge in the late frames overcame a Marlins lead. The bullpen, so superb at the beginning of the homestand, finally had the usage catch up. As the Brewers enter, keep an eye on the top half of the Marlins lineup. Batters 2 through 5 have been phenomenal. Just yesterday, 7 base hits in 16 at-bats, 2 RBI, and 3 runs scored. All that while Giancarlo had a scheduled off day. But there's still some mixing and matching atop the lineup in the leadoff spot. In the past week, Ichiro, Derek Dietrich, and JT Realmuto have occupied that position. Mattingly's offered his thoughts on the leadoff batter, starting with Realmuto.
JT's been swinging the bat really well. I don't really have, you know, with D being gone, you know, I feel like he fits there. He's been swinging the bat good. He runs a little bit. Yeah, as much as anything, it's this group of guys, and he kind of fits there.
Occasionally, Dietrich as well.
And it's a power guy up there, but it's also an on-base guy, so I think with our combination, I like Martin too right now, and you know, I like the way our group is after that, so I don't really want to mess with that.
No need to mess with the lineup after that. Martin Prado enters tonight's ballgame with a .396 batting average, good for second best in the major leagues. Christian Yelich is at number 8, batting .340. Giancarlo has 10 home runs, Marcel has 6. Still, keep an eye on that leadoff spot as the Marlins take on Milwaukee and then Washington. The Nationals sit second only to the Mets in the National League East standings. But only 2.5 games separate the Mets from the Marlins. The NL East remains the only division in baseball with four teams over 500. To recap the upcoming schedule, three at home against Milwaukee before four games jammed into a weekend series in the nation's capital. We'll run through it all next Monday on Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. In the meantime, subscribe to the Daily Rewind and hear from Dave and Glenn on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.